Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Key takeaway from New York is that this is our future again, not in 26 or 28 or because of the shutdown or because young people are embracing communism. No, this is how the shadow nation brought here to replace us votes. This is a perfect representative for them. This is why specific nations were chosen for invasion. And by that, I mean to come here by the UN when Trump called them out a few weeks ago. The UN took billions of dollars, as Trump called them out for, that in our tax dollars we sent them and used it to fund the invasion, but used it very specifically to recruit groups of people that had certain things in common. They do not have high levels of education in their own language. They are functionally illiterate in English, and they have histories of supporting and electing authoritarian regimes in their own countries. So this is not a scary thing to them to come to a place where there's no free speech rights. They don't even know what that is in their own language. The UN did not spend money on the plane tickets for people to flee here from Croatia or Serbia or Poland. Places where people who would choose to come. Folks, if you think about this for a minute, Lee, Donald Trump bought 50 South African families here. Mm-hmm. Highly educated. Why? Because they legitimately qualify for what is supposed to be our asylee program.
Yeah, they were persecuted. Their government was stealing their land.
Yes, and killing them in brutal ways. And the political party leadership was encouraging this in speeches. Trump played one of them. Right. That's the only people who are ever supposed to get asylum. When they came here, they're highly educated. They're waving American flags and Democrats recoiled in horror. Because they're going to be fitting in perfectly with the American freedom loving ethic. You want to knock that down? You've got to bring in people who don't speak English, who will not learn English, who will come for one reason and one reason only, because it takes a lot to get people to leave their homeland, their family and everything, even if they're poor. Right. You got to give them welfare. You got to give them total support in a lifestyle they can't get in their country on the taxpayer's dime. But it can only be certain people, i.e. people in Eastern Europe, right? Highly educated, but relatively poor by the Western standard. They'd love to come here. They can't. They're blocked at the door. Why? Well, they'd provide balance. They actually are literate, can understand things, have a very negative history with communism and socialism, have college degrees at an equal or higher level than we do, and thus they cannot ever come. I mean, when you look at this Breitbart article from last week, India now has launched a national program, it just passed, to train people for management in engineering and sciences in America and then export them. Why India? Why can't we get some of those people from Eastern Europe? Again, highly educated, but poor by Western standards. Oh, well, we can't because the Democrats and Republicans cut a deal. See, Indian people, they're very nice people, but Indian people do vote Democrat in the majority. So they can come here, but nobody else. And what you get is New York. One in five New Yorkers can't speak English. Almost 50% were not born in the country. You get 3 million migrants calling New York City home right now. 3 million. About 40% of the total population. And a massive, massive welfare net. $8.75 billion on migrant services, including free shelter, free food, free healthcare, free travel, and free education for the migrants. You want to go somewhere? Remember when we had the beautiful jogger murdered down in Georgia? Oh, but you're a Trinidad Aragua member? Oh, well, here, have a plane ticket, fly for free. Yeah, where do you want to go? We'll send you. Oh, yeah, go to Georgia. That's a purple state. Yeah, vote Democrat. Go there. New York is not America, demographically. And so all of these lessons supposedly we're supposed to learn about, wow, that young generation sure is in, well, young generation who? Well, they're 18 to 29. Cool. Where were they born? Oh, not here. How long they've been here? A few years, if that. What are they living off of? Oh, entirely welfare, pretty much. That's not America, Lee.
No.
Think about this. We found this out last week. 59% welfare usage rate in illegal immigrant families. That is not American. You don't find that rate for any demographic in America. I don't care if they're Hispanic, Native in terms of white. None of it. You don't find it. It's not American. They've had to engineer these cities with massive influxes of people. So who are they going to go for? That guy's like me. Why? He's not American. He's only became an American in 2018. I don't know what he's saying. But he's foreign, so I'll vote for him. That way, I'll continue getting my paycheck from the government. And that is where we are this morning. Mm-hmm. So the lesson to learn is not, wow, you know, we got to just teach this young generation about socialism. And Dana Perino she's not wrong. She's saying, well, we need more TikTok presence. We need all that. Yes, absolutely. We should do that. Donald Trump can't do everything. But the lesson is when you import people who cannot speak the language and thus have absolutely no ability whatsoever to absorb American culture.
Or any desire,
because why should they? Yeah. Why should they? You're going to get Zoran Mandani. That's what you're going to get.
I can live like I did back home and have the American taxpayer pay for my stay here.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But the good news, and this is what's really, if you listen to my Battleground America podcast last week, the good news is we finally found it. We found him. 59% of illegal immigrants on all these programs. We got them. We know who they are. We know where they are. We found the 9 million Social Security numbers. Kristi Noem was explaining that. All we got to do is pull the plug. It's already begun. And that, Lee, when you look at what's going on in the country right now, it's all related. That's what the shutdown is over. That's why Democrats are fighting this. The 29 states that turned over their rolls for SNAP, we found 700,000 people fraudulently using it, most of them illegal immigrants. But those states, 26 of them were Republican. Three were Democrat. The other 21, when asked for their rolls, this is just food stamp rolls, sued Trump. They're suing him. They say they should never have to tell the federal government who the federal government is paying. They're going to lose. It's going to take a little time, but they're going to lose. And we're going to take away the food because, sorry, you did not earn that. You didn't. You need to go home. We're going to take away the food. When you have 48% of illegals on Medicaid, that is a problem. But Lee, when you look at this, okay, this is Kristi Noem. DHS, not only did Joe Biden illegally give Social Security numbers to 9 million people, 6,000 of them are on terror watch lists, either here or abroad or both. Here's Kristi Noem, head of the Department of Homeland Security. This is who has to go home. Or we're not going to make it. We're going to be sitting here going, why is the next Oron Mom Donnie winning and we're not? Well, because he's one of them, not one of us. Literally just came here.
And they shouldn't be on our benefit programs. You know, we have over 6,000 individuals that have been identified through their work already that have been on the terrorist watch list, that they are known criminals.
How does that happen, Madam Secretary? How does that happen?
It happens when you put a train wreck like Joe Biden in the White House, and it's going to be a lot of work to clean it up. But just in the last 4.5 years, we've had over 9 million people get Social Security numbers that are not U.S. citizens. So they may be people who have some sort of legal status, but a lot of them are illegals that were given a Social Security number in just the last 4.5 years that we're going to have to figure out if they should be here, if they are here legally under a program, and if they are here illegally, then they certainly
almost
shouldn't be.
Even if you are brought here as an immigrant class to this country, you are not entitled to welfare. In fact, you're supposed to have a sponsor who says, you know, they will, if you have any hardship financially, they will pay for it. It's not legal for this to have happened. That's why they gave them Social Security numbers, Lee, to hide them. We got to get them. We got to get them out. Here's Newsmax's version of that story. That was Fox News.
The government spends approximately $8.3 billion on SNAP every single month. So if illegals were removed from the payroll, do the math, it would be reduced by the cost of 70%. Like most people, I didn't know about any of this. I had no idea Afghan immigrants were the number one ethnicity, that 59% of illegals were on our payroll before the government shutdown. I had no idea. But because the Democrats wanted to weaponize food, because that's what they're doing, so their constituents would be hangry, you know, hungry and angry.
Yeah. So when Mam Dani runs on, I hate ICE, we're going to obstruct ICE, I'm going to let you commit crime, you can do whatever, all they hear is, to the extent they even know what he's saying, when his lips are moving, okay, that guy will protect my check. The check that is illegally sent every month from Americans, because this is not legal. And when she's talking about even Afghans, Biden didn't have the ability to give them all the immigration benefits he did. And he certainly didn't have the ability to give them a Social Security number. They just made that up. They hid them. That's why they were burning down the Tesla dealership. So we got to get these people out, or I'm telling you, every major Democrat city, give it just a few years, it's going to be a man commie. It's going to be conquered territory. It will be socialist. It will be communist. It will not have a recognizably American system of law. And it's going to be Soviet. It's going to be where they drag us into for the show trials, just like they did to Donald Trump with the 34-point felony conviction. Or we can send these people home. And folks, in a country that is only creating, just this last month, September, 55,000 private sector jobs. That's it. That's according to ADP, the payroll service, 55,000 private sector jobs. That's all. There are not enough jobs for us and them. You cut off the funds, cut off the Medicaid, cut off the food stamps, cut off the rent assistance, cut it all off. Give them the free ticket home. Here's $1,000 ahead for your trouble. We're so sorry Joe did this. And send them home. Problem solved. Or we're going to be ruled by, it's going to be a country of blue cities and blue states that elect communist dictators, communist dictator wannabes. Your choice. We got 3 years. Folks, and as soon as they're elected, the mask will drop. It was interesting listening to Van Jones on CNN, and he was horrified by how fast Ma'am Donnie's tone and persona changed when he won. He said, why is the soft-spoken guy from the campaign trail? We liked him. It seemed like he'd be very inclusive of everybody. This guy seems mean. Yeah, of course he seems mean. Folks, these people, Marxists, whether they're of the socialist stripe, the communist stripe, or something in between, which is usually something in between, they killed 100 million people in the last century. That's the Harvard University estimate. Some go as high as 150. They're not nice people. They're only nice till you give them total power. Then it ends. Folks, he wasn't even 30 seconds into his victory speech before he was quoting Eugene Debs, the founder of the Socialist Party. Then he said this.
After all, the conventional wisdom would tell you that I am far from the perfect candidate. I am young, despite my best efforts to grow older. I am Muslim. I am a democratic socialist. And most damning of all, I refuse to apologize for any of this.
Folks, again, if you listen to this podcast, I've been talking about the dangers of these blue cities, blue states, turning into cartel-run, Democrat jointly cartel-run hellholes for a very long time of actually losing U.S. territory to government operational systems that are not recognizably American, are not aligned with federal law, or really any kind of legal system that you would recognize here. And folks, I would argue that's what happened in New York City long before Zohran Mamdani was elected as its mayor. What was the turning point? Folks, the turning point was the kangaroo court, the 34-count felony conviction, the New York legislature making a legal change specifically so that Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone could be convicted in that state of something nobody had ever been convicted of before. What was it that Stalin's deputy said? Show me the man, I'll show you the crime. They literally did that in New York. It was a kangaroo court. It still is. Folks, this is post-American territory that happens to be geographically locked into America. You're seeing this from Chicago to Portland, Oregon, to LA, where our people, where ICE, you know, we call 911, they don't come. They aren't even operating a recognizable legal system. You're going to see that. You don't see that under Eric Adams right now, who's the current mayor. But when Zohran Mamdani becomes the mayor, you're going to see that as well. I mean, you know, you're going to see people like ICE or somebody else calling for help. You're not going to get police aren't going to come. And eventually it will become less and less and less recognizable. Last week, folks, the Democrat Socialists of America, that's Zohran Mamdani's party, promised 1,000 Mamdanis all across the nation. And they're going to get them, too, because what every whack job who's no way, no how close to qualified to run for a position like this, Mamdani is, and he's never even held a real job. This is the largest city in America, the financial capital of the world. What they just learned is if I run as a communist slash socialist, then guess what? I can cut through the field. And that's what they learned yesterday. Folks, this is good. Socialism is going to spread like wildfire on the left. Those who are like, oh, well, this will help J.D. Vance, it probably will. But we're thinking of it as, well, you know, New York will just fall apart. But that's okay. We'll get J.D. Vance or someone like him elected. No. This is going to be every major blue city and then minor blue cities and then mid-sized blue cities. This is going to spread. Unless we cut off the welfare. The 59% of illegal immigrant households that are on at least one form of welfare. And again, we continue to offer the free plane ticket and $1,000 a head to go home. That's our only prayer at this point. Or folks, this is a disease and it's going to spread. But the good news is this. It's not authentically American. This is what all the talking heads from even Newsmax to Fox News to CNN get wrong. As they're wringing their hands, and will continue to over the next few days, oh, this new young generation has gone socialists. No, these are immigrants, many of whom can barely speak English and who were not born here, half of them. They're the ones going socialist, I think, assuming they even know what they just voted for. Fuck, they're just voting to keep their hand out. That's got to end, and it's got to end now. And folks, that is the value, the wake-up call in Zohran Mamdani's win. We just need the Republican Party to grasp it and heed it before it's too late.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature. Where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.